If you're looking for a blast, keep looking. Your recipe's boring. Need a little more spice in my cooking. Honey, you don't want my problems. If you had them, you would sink to the bottom. You should bring a life jacket. Cause people like you can't handle this love. Where were you when I needed you? Tell me, where were you when I needed you? Cause they got bitches. When they smile in your face, but behind you, it ain't well wishes. When they eating all the food off your plate and they don't do dishes. When their words and their actions blur and they don't know different. No time for these fake ass bitches.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Flipside Light Tuesday's edition with your host, Joe Montaldo. I hope y'all like that. That's for all those fake-ass bitch liberals out there. I am so tired of hearing these whiny-ass crybaby liberals. You know, I'm not even a GOP, and y'all making me have to defend these people. I've just never heard this kind of crap before in my whole life. Oh, we're going to impeach him. We're going to impeach him. First off, you moron Democrats, you're not even got enough votes to impeach him. You're never going to get enough votes to impeach him. You need a two-thirds House and Senate. It's not going to happen. And the country's not going to give you the House and Senate back because you have proved you're a bunch of fake-ass bitches that eat the food off the table and don't do dishes. That's all. You're the Dems. You haven't learned anything. I've been listening to the media nonstop. Y'all have not learned anything. You are saying the same shit you were saying before Trump got elected, which is what got him elected. You don't see, you bunch of fake ass bitches don't get it anymore. You have lost touch with America. You've just lost it. You have no idea what it is that our country's interested in anymore. As you hear the applause going around, yeah, because they know I'm right. Because in the end, CNN, ABC, CBS, Washington Post, New York Times, you've lost it. You just, it's why you were so wrong. You got it so wrong during the election, and you're still getting it so wrong now that now it's almost disgusting. It's amusing and disgusting at the same time because you cannot, we as a country, we cannot believe that you're that wrong. You know, I've been challenging polls lately because I've been seeing so many fake polls. Oh, well, Trump's at a 38% approval rating. Well, you know what? We got a poll with 61,000 people that take it that says he's got a 51% approval rating. They're giving you a 100-person poll. We're giving you 61,000. Really? We'll go use the graded poll, which is a more recent poll. It's a 36,000 people took this poll. You can only vote once. The thing's locked. It locks you by your IP address. Something I noticed that they don't do on their sites. But anyway, 36,000 people have given it to him. From B to A plus, 61% of the country is behind him. Every poll I've seen always says, oh, his approval ratings are slow, you're old. But yet when you go poll his constituents, 97% said they would vote for him again. And when you poll blacks and Hispanics, more of them say they will vote for him now than they would in the election. He was already pulling record numbers. And now you got 15% of them saying they would vote for him. But yet somehow or another, his polling numbers are below 50%. You really believe that, right? Just like, remember, that's what they said. His polling, he was like 42, 41% at the election time. Hillary's like at 50-something. It was a 14-point difference. Mm-hmm. And we see that. And then we found that there's been voter fraud found on the Democrats, by the way, in 16 states. Probably more than enough to erase that 3 million lead. Hell, they're estimating anywhere from 500,000 to 1 million illegal aliens voted for Democrats in California. They were talking about the DMV was just issuing voting things to anybody who came in. And I was like, it didn't have to add that. It's what I'm saying. It's a sad thing. So I listened to Matt Matheson today on CBS, and I got a different look on everything. Okay, first off, I was listening to CNN the other day and reading the Washington Post and New York Times. They made this sound like that Trump and the Russian ambassador were in the Oval Office alone doing this deal. Oh, but that's not true, is it? Now we learned there was three other people present. All of them said the same thing. There was nothing done wrong here. There was no laws broken. There was no one put in danger. But yet I'm watching the media this afternoon. It's, we need to impeach him. We need it. For what? For doing his job? Obama wanted to share information with lots of people, but he was cowardly and wouldn't do it. And look what happened to America. It's in a shithole. The world is in a shithole. Obama is directly responsible for what's going on in the Middle East right now. Directly. Can't blame anybody but himself. That's 8 years of Barack Obama policy in the Middle East that has allowed the Russians to gain footholds in the Ukraine and other places all over the Middle East, all because we had a coward for a president. And now that you finally got a president with a set of balls, you liberal cowards, I guess because you're cowards, are quarreling at your feet. And then I'm listening to these people again with the impeachment. Comey. Let me tell you what. I heard Anderson Cooper. I heard Rachel Maddow. I heard Schumer. I heard Hillary Clinton. I heard Humai Dean. I heard the two heads of DNC and the black woman who was the head of DNC all said the same thing. Comey should be in jail. Comey should be disbanded. They pleaded and begged Obama to fire the guy. Okay? They can't even deny it because it's all on tape. All of it. But yet they get up every day. Oh, we loved Comey. Yeah, he was great, man. Oh, yeah, Comey was great. And what really bothers me more about this, really what truly bothers me more about this, but Barack Hussein Obama in January, Comey and the head of the CIA all went on television and said there is no evidence that there was any collusion with Trump and the Russians. And wait, more importantly, they said the Russians did not hack the DNC and did not put that information out. Now, all I ever hear CNN and NBC say, oh, well, the Russians hacked the DNC. That's not true. WikiLeaks told you the Russians didn't hack the DNC. We had other people in the government tell you that they did not. And then the FBI and CIA came out again this year and again said, no, the Russians did not hack the DNC. They hacked the DNC, but not the information that went out to Putin. So it gets confusing. Okay, so I want to clarify. They never were able to get into the RNC, the Republicans. For some reason, they just never could get in. There was many, many hack attempts. They were all reported. Which, by the way, the DNC didn't report all their hack attempts. You got to kind of wonder what that was about right off the bat. But on top of that, the information that Hillary says cost her the election did not come from the Russians. We're pretty sure it came from Seth. We found out 3 days before he was before his botched robbery, his execution, where someone walked up and shot him in the back of the head and walked off, didn't take his wallet, didn't take anything, just left old Seth on the ground there dying. So we found it exactly 3 days before that. Hillary Clinton offered him a job in the campaign, and this guy was at Bernie Sanders finder, and he said no. There's two rumors going around. At that time, he confessed to putting Podesta's emails out to WikiLeaks. Now, we know for a fact now that WikiLeaks did get information from him. Now, this guy worked for the DNC. He was inside. He was an insider. He had access to everything we're talking about. And he ended up dead. Obviously, he knew more information than we knew about, or he wouldn't have got killed. It's really funny when I hear these liberals scream about Trump. Hillary's got a death trail behind her. What now? I think it's up to 87 or 100 people or something that mysteriously either were testifying against the Clintons or had something to do with the Clintons that ended up dying. Two just recently in New York. The one guy who was suffocated to death but nothing was taken from his room. And, of course, Seth, who was executed mafia style, really, and nothing was taken from him either. Now, you know when you rob somebody, you're going to take the watch, the jewelry, the money, the cards, the whole nine yards. I mean, come on. Let's not all be stupid here. So we know. And then, of course, the New York police said, well, of course, because it's a liberal-ass police department run by de Blasio's people. Oh, well, we're going to give up on it. We can't figure anything out here. Of course not, because they don't want you to figure anything out. So you're just not going to figure anything out. And then, you know, I love listening, of course, to these hypocrite liberals. Well, Trump did this, Trump did that. Look, you son of a bitches, you didn't do anything about Hillary, about Bill and Loretta Lynch meeting on that airplane. That was even Comey and Obama said something about it. It was that bad, but you let it slide. You didn't say nothing about when Hillary brokered 20% of our uranium to Russia for, well, altogether over $300 million in donations from Russia, from Russians, I should say. You never even questioned that deal. but you want to talk about Trump. And then I love these people who write stuff about Trump, and he's an idiot and he's stupid. You don't get to be worth $9 billion because you're stupid, okay? Or an idiot. I'm sorry. They don't go hand in hand. Now, the person who wrote it is more likely a welfare idiot. And I'm not saying everybody who's on welfare is an idiot, because I've been on it myself. But this particular person, because of the way they were acting, obviously has never worked a day in their life, and is probably a lifelong recipient of government assistance. Typical liberal. It's just a sad state of affairs. Hold on, what Facebook? You don't even know about black people. Did I say anything? Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, but have I said anything about black people? Have I even referred to – all I said is welfare recipients. And I happen to know for a fact there are more white people on welfare than black people, because they're simply outnumbered. I don't even know why you brought that up. That's a little defensive there, whoever you are. I'm just saying. You know, you might have a little chip on your shoulder you need to deal with there, because we weren't even talking about that. Anyway, moving back. So you get all these idiots out there writing these stupid comments. They don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. And I'm not even going to say they're uneducated, because I know some of these people are going to Harvard and Yale, and they of course, they sound like some trash off some street somewhere because of their mouth and the way they talk. Just today alone, I listened to all kind of nasty things being said, and I said, if someone had said that about Obama, wouldn't you be crying like a little baby now, or wouldn't you be unbelievably mad? I said, and the things y'all say. I mean, it's just such a sad, disgusting thing to listen to people talk. They're so full of hate. And they don't even understand why they're full of hate. You want me to tell you why you're full of hate? Because you had 8 years of a crappy president and life sucked for you. And it's not gotten any better because Donald Trump don't give a shit about you. So you got to hate, hate, hate. You haven't got past 8 years of just crappy lives, no crappy economy. Just, you know, under Obama, it was basically just a crap is what it was. The world went to crap. It became, you know, under Reagan, both Bushes and Clinton, the world was the most stable it had ever been. No more than one war, maybe two going on, and they were all brush skirmishes. Under Obama, we're back where we were back in the 60s. Again, there's shit going on all over the place. People are threatening us with nuclear weapons. It is ridiculous. You can't have a coward in the White House. He destroyed our military to pre-World War II size. We almost got our asses kicked in World War II because our military wasn't up to par and ready to go. Yeah, they don't like to talk about that, but that's a fact. It took us a while to tool up, and we don't have the factories and stuff we used to have, so it's going to take us longer to tool up. You know, we've got a very modern army military, and we've got the most trained military anywhere on the planet because we've been at war for 40 years. So we've got lots of trained troops to put out there, which gives us an advantage. But when it comes to sheer numbers, it doesn't. Even if American soldiers are 10 to 1, 1 to 10 on Chinese soldiers, it's going to be tough. Because then we still got to contend with the Russians, which were 1 to 3 on them. Yeah, that changes the odds a little bit, doesn't it? Yeah. Oh, Dean, I'm going to get to we'll just go there since you brought it up. Dean from California is writing in about what did I think about this sharing of classified information. First off, there's no proof anywhere that was classified information. It doesn't matter if it is, but there's just no proof of it. I'm getting tired of this. My source said, you know what? I'm going to start doing that. I'm just going to start doing my source said. Oh, my source said from the White House, and they said, or my source from here said, you know, because if CNN can do it, and think about this. This is how this is, okay? The Washington Post, New York Times, whoever wrote this article, their source told them. The Post, another one, Kumi, a source told them. NBC, a source told them. ABC, a source told them. NBC, a source told them. CBS, a source told them. Fox, a source told them. One World America, a source told them. BBC America, a source told them. Does there anybody in the White House or that works for the government keep their mouth shut? Most of these sources actually are being traced back to Democrats, but a few of them are Republicans. Yeah, sources. Now, I love reporters and CNN. Well, it's our reporter's right to not to divulge. Well, you just broke the law by receiving classified material. So somebody got to go to jail here. I say the reporter goes to jail. Obama put 65 conservative reporters in jail. I say it's time to start doing the same thing to the liberals. If it was good enough for Obama, you know, I keep hearing all these people, we miss Obama. I'm like, shit, let's do what Obama did and put these son of bitches in jail. Start putting the reporters, you know, because they're right. They don't have to divulge their source, but we can still put them in jail for reporting on the classified material. two wrongs don't make a right, and you can still go to jail for it. At the very least, you can lose your career and everything else for it. So in the end, and they're going to get nastier about this. The Trump administration is going to get nasty about this because it's ridiculous. Every news media has two or three sources into the White House and into the Pentagon. No wonder we can't keep technology secret. No wonder China has planes that look like ours. I guess under Obama it was just leak everywhere. It was just such a sieve he couldn't even get it even close to plug. Trump isn't like that. He doesn't want that going on around him. Some secrets are supposed to be secret. It's like this thing which y'all are talking about, this classified material. Let's say that everything that the liberal side said is true. Then whoever leaked this put a bunch of people's lives at jeopardy. Because there was only five people in the room, so none of them leaked it. It had to be somebody else. Somebody's aide or something, or somebody's assistant to an aide or something, was paid. They don't do this for free, by the way. That's why I never thought the sources are legitimate, because anytime you have Washington Times or New York Post – the Washington Post and New York Times paying people for sources, it can't be trusted. It's just a source. It doesn't mean anything. And how many sources, according to CNN and NBC this year, turned out to be bogus? Just look at the – well, let's see. There was the PP thing that Anderson Cooper did. Then there was the tax returns that Rachel Maddow did. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff besides that. Of course, there was a cheating on two occasions by both NBC, we found out now, and CNN gave questions to Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's there's no integrity left in media, at least in those medias. And it's a shame, because I've said this before. CNN used to be my go-to media. I really took a liking to CNN during Desert Storm and followed them for a long time. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, I noticed they just started putting up bogus news. They weren't checking the facts. They weren't doing the stories right. They were always having to apologize. They were getting things wrong. They really became like the Inquirer of news. I don't know who took over or what happened to them, but they've gone to shit in a handbag. And I mean, CNN's always, I mean, in not CNN, NBC's always been a liberal rag for as long as I can remember, which should be illegal because they're a network television station. Network televisions are not cable network. Cable can do whatever the hell they want. Networks have to adhere by law, and they're supposed to be bipartisan. I haven't seen NBC, CBS, or ABC be bipartisan in over a decade. They're all liberal. So how can you get any truth to America when five of the six major news networks are liberal control? See, there should be a law about that too. We've become a nation where everyone's trying to take advantage of everyone else. And this is it's not an exclusively liberal thing. It's an everybody thing. But right now, the liberals are the party of disgrace, with their heads hanging down, and everything they tried to do has been destroyed. You know what Obama's going to be known for 8 years? As the first black president. And he ain't even really a black president, so he's going to have to be known as the first half-breed president. I don't know when we're going to get our first black president. Yeah, I know that pisses off a lot of people, but it's true. He's half black, half white. So he's not actually our first black president. And don't think he's the first president to serve in office that had black blood in him, or you're a bigger idiot than I thought y'all were. I mean, come on. I'm just saying, guys. See? Y'all should have let Arnold run. And they could say things like, I'll be back. I'm going to kick your ass, man. At least it would have been entertaining. You know, y'all can hate on Trump all you want. He's your president. He's not getting impeached. He's not doing anything that's going to get him impeached. What he did with – in case you ignorant liberals don't understand this, he is the president of the United States. He's not a congressman. He's not a senator. He's not a judge. He's not a general. He is the president. All security he has final say on. By a word, he can change a security classification. Do you not understand that? He is the commander-in-chief of the military and the president of the civilians. It is his right and his job to do so. That's why every time I hear the liberal media get it, we're going to impeach. No, you're not. There's nothing to impeach him for. He can share information with whoever he wants. And if it makes a problem with an ally, that's his headache, but it's not impeachable. That's his right. And if he thinks that this information should be shared with the Russians for every reason, that is also his right. Now, you had Masterson in there with him. You had the Attorney General in there with him. You had all of these people have said the same thing. It's not what the media reported. So why are we not on the Washington Post about basically posting a bogus story? The Post, now the Post has doubled down on this. So you know how they always said, oh, Trump doubled down. He doubled down. Well, guess what? Or the Times doubled down on the story. Oh, we trust our source impeccably. But you said he was a Republican. I'm not believing that the New York Times trust any Republicans anywhere. I'm just not believing. I think you're full of shit. Or the Washington Post, whichever one it was. To me, they're interchangeable. They're both liberal rags. The Post used to at least sometimes, you know, stray into bipartisanship. But I haven't seen them do that in at least 2 or 3 years. At this point, it's sad. It's sad that we've got to have these kind of conversations over shit that, you know, whoever leaked this should be in jail. And hopefully they get him and put him in. I do know they're cracking. They're going to crack down on it. Hell, they're talking about firing half the staff. And it's a shame that you have Obama's people doing this. Do you know, liberals, how bad this makes you look? I don't think you understand this. All this whining and crying, cheating, not wanting to go along with anything. I mean, you have not worked with the president on anything in 6 months. Not one item. Everything he's done, you've been against. And don't think the American people aren't watching this. This is what cost you in the last two elections. And it's going to cost you again in this one because you're just not grasping the concept. The country is tired of this partisan bullshit. You are the losing party. They expect you, just like the Republicans had to do when they lost to Obama in the House and Senate back in the day, they had to work with y'all. They expect y'all to do the same. If you can't, you're going to lose more seats. Look, you just lost 4 seats in the last 2 weeks. 4. You can't do that in the Senate. You can't lose 4 seats. If you lose 4 or 5 seats in the Senate, which they're actually forecasting 10 to 18 seats the Democrats will lose in seats. Hell, they're talking about the GOP winning Senate seats in California. You better watch out, Dems. You're in worse shape than when the GOP and the Tea Party had their spout. Because you can't even identify. At least the Republicans could identify with the Tea Party. They knew who and what they were. You've got a movement inside your party that you don't even know what it is or where it's going. I mean, come on. Half your party wants to go socialist. Something's wrong. And they're not going to agree with you liberals because liberals and socialism don't go together. You're gonna have an issue here, guys, and you're not paying attention. You just keep trying to believe your own press. You're letting CNN and NBC and ABC blow smoke up your ass, and you're, oh, look, say we're still a great party, but you're not. You're the loser party. You lost 1,038 seats. It was 1,034, but you just lost 4 more. 1,038 seats. You lost the White House. You lost the Senate. You lost the House. And you lost legislation across the country. The GOP has 31 governors and controls 36 House and Senates across the United States. That leaves the Democrats in charge of 14 states, and only 2 of those states even matter. That's New York and California. And there's starting to be a divide in California because Jerry Brown has gotten just stupid. And he wants to make gas like $5 a gallon out there while it's $2. Oh, yeah, they may not be any Democrats in 2020. At the rate they're going, they're wanting basically if the Democratic government in California achieves everything they want to, the average increase on everything in California would probably be about roughly about $35 out of every 100 you make. $35 more than you already pay out of every 100 you make. Yeah, they're talking about gas between $5 and $7 a gallon because they've got to fix their infrastructure and they've got to do their highways and they want to get on this new green thing. And then they want to charge farmers for having cows and other animals that fart. I'm serious. It's a fart tax. It's what it is. That's a carbon tax, but it's just another tax. At the rate they're going, I mean, a steak that costs $10 now is going to be like $20. Gas is going to be ridiculous. Everything is going to be ridiculous. Of course, the price of doing business for everybody in California is going to go up because of things. So everything, they're going to price themselves out like New York is doing right now. There are families in New York living in New York, in the city of New York, and one of the boroughs making $500,000 a year and saying it's almost impossible for them to make it between taxes, road fees and car fees and bunches of other fees they were talking about. There's just not that much money left anymore. And not besides the exorbitant how much the land costs and things like that. So they're pricing themselves out. And then, which I think is funny as shit, I'm hoping global warming is real, because if it is, New York's going to be one of the first cities to go underwater. They have no levee system whatsoever. Any category 3 to 5 storm will flatten New York like it never existed. Sandy was just ridiculous how bad it was for them. And Sandy was nothing. We take our kids swimming in class 2 hurricanes. I'm not shitting y'all. To us, a class 2 hurricane is nothing. Half of us don't even cover up our windows for it. Nobody leaves for it. No one. Because, yes, you will see water rise, and there'll be 3 or 4 foot of water in your yard, but all our houses are raised. We're used to it. We know what to keep in stock. We know what to be prepared for. We know the routes in and out. We know where the shelters are. We know where all of this stuff is. They ain't got a clue of that. Sandy, to me, was a sad thing, because to see a storm, a small storm, and I'm not talking about size-wise, it was a large storm, but it was a very – wasn't very powerful. It wasn't even class 2 when it hit. It was like a 1. I'm not kidding y'all. Literally, we get the rafts and go out in the Gulf and ride the waves. And even light 3s will go out there. Top-end 3s, not so much, because it can get pretty nasty and push a 30-foot wave. But category 2s are just not that powerful a storm. And where y'all are up in New York, the water's cooler. It's not packing as big a punch. Wind speeds, I think, were 85 miles an hour? We get thunderstorms with stronger winds than that. And I'm not trying to be mean about this. You know, I used to argue with Stephanie, my co-host, and a couple of my friends in New York. This is something y'all have taken entirely too lightly now. Sandy should be a wake-up call. New York, you should be building a 25 to 35-foot levee around your entire city. Or let me tell you what, you're going to be in big trouble. And New Orleans was a multi-billion dollar cleanup. Can you imagine what New York's going to be? Will it even be worth the cleanup? Can America even afford that? Especially if we know it's going to happen again, because there's no infrastructure in place to keep it. I mean, your rails were set down. Your subways were shut down. Everything was shut down. The only thing that stopped our trains from moving was the damn trees that were laying on the tracks. Once they were clear, we were back up and running again. That wasn't how it was for New York. It's a much different infrastructure up there. It's a much bigger city, population-wise anyway. I don't know about land mass, but because New Orleans is a pretty damn big city land-wise, but population-wise, y'all are 8 million. We're 2. It's not even close. And what's scary about it is you know, evacuate New Orleans was 2 million, Baton Rouge a million. To evacuate the Gulf Coast was about 3 or 4 million people. And we got lots of big interstates with 3 and 4 lanes. We don't have near as many people. So you evacuate New York, that's 8 million. But then you've got them areas around there. You've got to evacuate like 26 million people, basically from D.C. to New York, to Jersey. I mean, I'm telling y'all. And you don't get any warning to do it. I mean, you know, you listen to these global warmers, people tell you how they can predict global warming and all this, but they can't even tell you 2 days in advance where this hurricane's going. They can give you a 50-50 chance at 2 days. At 3 days, they can't even give you a 50-50 chance. But yeah, they can predict global warming for the next 1,000 years. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, you want to believe these guys when it comes to climate change, but you know these guys can't even predict the daily weather. So you got to kind of go, kazoo. I'm just shooting a little lightning out there for a little thunder. But really, how can you trust them? At this point, I mean, the other day they said it was going to flood here and we have bad weather for 2 days. We didn't get any rain. It passed over. It's above us. It went north about 50, 60 miles. A couple of weeks before that, they said it wasn't going to be hardly any rain. It rained like a bitch for 2 days. They're not even close. It's sad. They don't even get close to the weather until the weather's on us. That's what algorithms do for you. And I love scientists. Well, algorithms don't make mistakes. Algorithms make mistakes all the time because humans created algorithms, so therefore they do make mistakes. Like the hiatus. Oh, there was no hiatus. Yes, there was. It's still a hiatus. It hasn't changed. It hasn't risen. That's the other weird part. They're talking about all this global melting, but according to them, the temperature hasn't really risen. It's hot in different places. Records being broken in some places, but it's way cooler in other places. Like for us, since Katrina, we haven't had a hot summer. We've low 90s. Sometimes right at 90, breezy all the time, cool in the east. Shit, it's still in the 50s in the evening, and it's May for us. It's usually freaking hot this time of year. We've been like that for a while. So that's why I don't think it's as much as it is global warming. It's more of a climate change thing, because it seems like the weather patterns are shifting around the planet more than they're changing. It's just like it's moving over or up. Like 10 years ago, the rain that's sweeping across the middle of Mississippi up through Atlanta and all used to sweep along the Gulf Coast. It's just moved up and eastward is all it's done. So we just don't see as much of it as we used to, where we were getting 70 inches of rain. We might be getting 40 inches or 50 inches now. It's not exactly what Noah and them get on television and tell us it is. It's just not. And then we found out that Noah lied about the temperature things. They were putting the thermometers in the thruster ports of the ships. Of course it was making it hotter. The water was definitely going to be hotter there. There's an exhaust coming out of there. You just got to kind of wonder. But getting back to Humpty Trumpty, remember, I was hardcore on Trump the entire time. I was anti-Trump, saying, oh, my God, Trump ain't going to win. There's no way this clown can win, and he won. He's our president now, just like the last moron was our president. And it's time to start getting him some right. Look, I didn't necessarily like Obama, but he was still my president. Okay, he is the president of the United States. And at some point, you have to show some respect and some loyalty, because he is your president. Because if you can't show loyalty to your president, then you're anti-American. Understand this, liberals. Every time you hate on Obama, you're showing that you're anti-American. Okay? No one was doing this on Trump. You know, there wasn't 5,000 Republicans out there. We're going to impeach him. We're going to impeach him. But there is Democrats. And what's funny is every black Democrat wants to impeach him. And I've asked several of these politicians to show me in one statement anywhere where Trump said something about women or blacks in a negative way. And the cigar said, well, they had that tape. I said, that was a tape that was taken between private people in a closed area. That's not out there saying stuff about blacks or women. I said, I want you to tell me where he said on television or on radio and anywhere else where he said anything about blacks. Well, of course, no one can produce anything because there isn't anything. It's eerily how squeaky clean his family is. Think about it. The media is constantly grasping for straws for this guy. They can't find anything on him. They have tried and tried and tried and tried. His family's squeaky clean. He's squeaky clean. Remember, they tried to say he was in Russia doing that, and we found that when they said he was there, he was actually in the U.S. Yeah, that's how much the liberals lie. And then we found out that the spy, the so-called spy who wrote the dossier, was paid from Hillary Clinton's campaign. Oh, yeah, that's a source of information we can really trust. And then, you know, what about the four women that made those sexual accusations that all of a sudden took back all their charges? That was another liberal point. You didn't think it was funny that the same woman that's representing the women against Clinton – I mean not against Clinton, against Cosby, it was the one that produced these women against Trump? You didn't think that was a little strange? Yeah, this woman needs to be investigated. I guarantee you half these people are telling are lying. Because all four of them retracted their statements and moved on. And I noticed, like with Hannity, when he challenges women, they dropped it and moved on. I'm not saying that everyone that says this is a liar, but there are a lot. It's like the new – what is it with the black women screaming racism? Oh, this note or this writer and this hanging thing. And then we find out – you know, this is – there's a dozen times in colleges in the last year actually where a black girl – has come forward and said something like – or like the three girls that said they were being race-hated and beat up on the bus, and of course it was the other way around. Y'all remember that in New York? Yeah, that was one of them. Then there's one just recently where the girl in Michigan said there was a note put out there and there was a riot over this, and come to find out, she wrote the note. Yeah, a black girl wrote the note. And then there's another one up there where they put the hanging thing, found that the black girl put the hanging thing in. There was another one where the note was put on Facebook, found that the girl actually wrote the note. In all these cases, the person who reported it was the person who actually did it. My point here is if race is as bad as we say it is, or I should say as bad as the liberal media says it is, then why do they have to fake it? It's a simple question. If it was that bad, then it would be easy to prove these things. But we keep coming up as they're being faked, and they're being faked. And now there's a kid got beat up, said he was getting beat up in school and this, that, and the other thing. Come to find out, that was a lie, too. What is this? Is this some new thing that blacks are just going to try to use now? Everything's going to be race hate? They don't get their way. Oh, it was race hate. Look, that's not working for anybody in the country anymore. You're going to get past that. That's just going to make you look even worse than you already do. Liberals, you're going to have to get off of this hate stuff. And you really are. It's just one of these things you're going to have to get. Everybody experienced racism. Trust me, I live in New Orleans. I've experienced racism on many occasions. I'm Native American, and yes, I have. It's unfortunate, but it happens. New Orleans is a black city. It's a black-controlled city. And if you're white or any other color, you're going to experience racism in the city of New Orleans. It's just part of living in New Orleans. I mean, hell, the mayor went to jail for being a racist. Shit, he called it the Chocolate City and was proud of it. Those kind of things make for problems between races. That's the leaders doing that. That's not even the people. The people seem to get along fine. It seems the leaders all want to use this as a way to propel their name or move forward or to make money. It's not about us anymore. It's about them. They've lost their way. The politicians really have. It's become about the politician and not about the people, regardless what party you're on. Carol Rain, you know, I know that. Oh, I know that name. You used to be my dentist. Hey, Carol, how you been? Nice to see you tuning into the show tonight. I hope you're enjoying it so far. What you got for us tonight? Let's see. Well, I agree. Trump is our commander-in-chief, and we need to respect him for commander-in-chief. And we need to give him a chance to do his job, which I agree with, too. You said it very eloquently. We do need to give him a chance to do his job. I mean, all I'm hearing is hate. No, everyone's hating. There's just hate. And I know you're from New Orleans, and I know you've experienced racism before. So it's never a one-sided thing. White people experience it. Black people experience it. Hispanics experience it. Indians experience it. It always cracks me up, though. The media always makes it black and white, even though Hispanics far outnumber blacks. Why is that? It's almost like the media just shits on Hispanics any chance they get and then expects them – liberals do the same thing and expects them to go vote for them. I told everybody in this election that the people who came here legally were not going to vote for Obama, and they didn't. That's another thing that bit the liberals in the ass. They count on that Hispanic vote. They count on that black vote. First off, half the black vote didn't come out, and 18% of them voted for Trump. They're like, enough of this. It's just, you know, it's time to let the guy do his job. Stop with all this nonstop hate. And then when five people that were in the meeting tell you the same thing, one's from a different country, the other three are in all positions of power inside the U.S., and they all tell you nobody broke the law, nobody did anything wrong, what are you going to do? And this is what gets me. This is what gets me the most. When you hear idiots saying they're going to impeach the guy over this or over Comey. Okay, Jeff Sessions asking to fire Comey. He's the attorney general. That's his right. And so Trump can fire anybody he wants and replace him anytime he wants. There's nothing anybody can really do about that, whether you think it's inappropriate or not. I mean, Obama did shit like that all the time. And the press was like, look how great he is. He gave Iran $1.5 billion. Oh, that they could use for terrorist money. Yay, look how great he is. See, that's what I'm saying. If Trump did something like that, we'd never get the end of it. Oh, my God, he would be a traitor, no good to the country. Look at this loser bastard. That's all you would hear. I mean, really, that's all you would hear.
Hi, I'm Joe McTownell, and you're listening to United Public Radio.
At some point, it has to stop. What bothers me is I find that the liberals, well, really, the Democrats haven't learned anything. They're still doing exactly the same thing that cost them this 1,038 seats. They're doing it in California. They're doing it in New York. And they're wondering why they're losing seats. They spent $18 million on a Senate race in Georgia and lost it, big time lost it. And two other states that where they should have took it, they lost them. And it's because people want you to become a different party. Your party is broke. Just like you used to say, oh, look, the GOP's broke. Oh, look at the Tea Party, them crazy bastards. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Their party's not broke anymore. They fielded 16 candidates for president, a bunch of good-looking candidates, women, men, Hispanics, blacks. They actually feel it. All y'all could feel was Gargamel in the Wicked Witch of the East. Yeah, two old ancient asses. That's what the Democrat, the diverse party, could come up with. They couldn't come up with any other kind of candidate, just those two. And you know, you wanted to give it to Hillary. You were bought and paid for. That's another thing that makes you Democrats look bad. You were bought and paid for. Okay, we know you cheated Bernie. We know now you cheated Bernie by any reasonable doubt. We know it. It's been proven. It's been released. The information is out for the whole world to see. You cheated the guy. And then you made the man go out and beg and cheat and steal for you after you screwed him out, because he should have been running against Trump, not Hillary. Let's be honest about it. He should have been the winner, not Hillary. If they wouldn't have been cheating, Hillary wouldn't have been. And now you've actually got DNC officials coming out and saying that the DNC was rigged for Hillary Clinton to be the nominee. So it's actually out there. The whole party, the whole DNC should actually be disbanded and then reassembled. People like Nancy Pelosi and Schumer should be thrown out the party for allowing this to go on. The former had two heads of the DNC should both be in jail for the stuff they allowed to go on. Then we found out that they were sending – they still are doing it. They're sending people – they lied. So the GOP has finally gotten a little smarter and has started asking for to see your voter card or who's your party at the door. Because they found out that most of these town halls where people are bitching aren't GOP. They're liberals. Yeah, they're being paid to go out there and do this. Some of them $100. A couple of people told me it's anywhere from $50 to $100 an hour. They're getting paid to go out there and disrupt things. We found this out doing Trump's rallies. Come on, Trump's packing in 30,000 people at a rally. Hillary can't even fill a 5,000-seat stadium. And yet she still got 3 million more votes. Yeah, sure she did. Sure she did. How many illegals in this country? 11 million. How many of them you think actually voted for Hillary? 5 or 6? Yeah. I guarantee you, if you go through every vote, Hillary did not win the popular vote. And look at this from a little different point of view. We called the election all night. There was 6, 7 of us calling the election. So we're out there calling the election. Not only is Trump really starting to dominate Hillary in the electoral votes, but he was up almost 2 million votes. I think at the high point, 2.8 million votes ahead of Hillary. Then I went to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. He was still up by 2 million. I woke up all of a sudden. She's up by 3. So that means she had to make up 5 million votes from just California. Yeah, guys, if the election ain't rigged, come on. It was rigged. There's no possible way, because almost all the states were like 98% reported in, except for basically California. Even Washington and Oregon were like 96% reported in. California, I think, was like 70%, and he was winning by almost 2.5 million votes. Then all of a sudden, we go to bed, get up next morning, and Hillary's, she won the popular vote by 3 million. Yeah, okay. Y'all keep believing that. I got some land down here in Louisiana, really pretty. I'll say y'all cheap. Come on down. Yeah, because if you believe that's the truth, then I got something special for y'all. It's sad. But again, reiterating, recapping real quickly before we get out of here, because Discovery Paranormal will be coming up next with Michael Angley, followed by Voice of the People with Gregory Miller. Just for a quick recap, remember, the president does have the right to fire Comey. The Democrats cried for months to have Comey fired. The GOP cried for months to have Comey fired. Everybody agrees Comey did a shitty job. Even with the Dems crying right now, if you back them into a corner, they have to admit that Comey did a poor job. He got political, which he shouldn't have. That's probably what cost him his job, is he got political, because we all know there was plenty enough evidence to bring an indictment against Hillary Clinton. Just the unsecured server alone, or just having classified materials on an unsecured server, was enough. The shit that went to Huma Dean's computer was way more than enough, and Huma leaving unsecured documents in the car in Saudi was enough to put them both in jail. So there was lots of evidence here to bring them to trial. They didn't. The Loretta Lynch meeting and the Hillary Clinton meeting probably was some type of payoff. Hillary probably told Loretta, look, you know, once you get retired and all, we're just going to slip you a package. Just make sure Comey does it, you know. And Comey can say whatever you want. That was on Friday. Sunday, Comey said this. Why didn't Comey wait till Monday? That's what I'm saying. I mean, the whole thing stinks. He needed to go. He looked like he was in on it like everybody else. He needed to go. They need to put somebody in there now that will go after Hillary and Huma Aydin. Because really, I guarantee you Huma's a traitor. I would bet my life on Huma's a traitor. I have no doubt in my mind that Huma's given information to the Muslim Brotherhood on more than one occasion. She's going home to see her parents. Or I think her dad's dead now, but she's going home. I mean, come on, this woman wrote hate articles about Hillary and American women and somehow got to be the Secretary of State's right-hand person. Her mom, dad, and brother are all part of the Muslim Brotherhood, and her mom and her dad and her brother run one of the largest Muslim anti-West newspapers there is. She was raised in this. She was radicalized, well, at a very young age. If you don't think she's a radical Muslim, then shame on you. And then all of a sudden, Anthony Weiner, who doesn't even have a security clearance, all of a sudden 600,000 emails pop up on his computer, some classified, some emails that, supposedly were some that Hillary deleted. And then you notice we haven't heard anything else about this. It was like it went away after the election. Yeah. More cover-ups. I think Obama's administration is going to be known for the cover-up administration, to be honest with you. There's so many of them. Fast and Furious, the IRS. And then here we got the heads of the IRS the other day going, well, we can't testify because it's going to be dangerous and we might get killed. Yeah, because you ripped off all kind of American citizens and they're pissed. But like I said on the show last night, it's not an excuse for a pedophile. It's not an excuse for a murderer or a rapist. It's not an excuse for a drug lord. What an excuse for Bernie Madoff, who ripped off people for billions of dollars. No, unfortunately, you're going to have to give testimony. You broke the law. You erased hard drives. And then when all of a sudden the material came back on them, you had them shredded. Yeah, somebody got to go to jail for that. I mean, that's just all there is to that. But it's time. America needs to change its ways, too, that it deals with politicians. The law needs to move in a much swifter – it needs to move just as swift with them as it does with us. That's how it needs to work. Because this shit goes on. I mean, it's been 4 years with the IRS since we found out about the IRS scandal, and still no one's going to jail after we know they deliberately deleted materials and lied directly to the country. I don't know. Targeted conservative groups, that's enough right there. And then we found that Obama put a conservative reporters in jail. I mean, this party was just unbelievably corrupt. That's why every time I hear him say something about Obama, I'm like, what a bunch of hypocrites. You're a bunch of loser hypocrites. That's all y'all are. For a mighty party, you have really fallen. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but you have really fallen. And you can try to believe CNN and Rachel Maddow blowing smoke up your ass, but you need to get out into the field and start talking to people, Democrats, because your party is shit. No one has any respect for you whatsoever. You went from a mealy-mouthed president to having no control. And they remember this, Dems, in case you have forgotten this. They took control away from you 2 years after Obama was president. They took the purse strings away. When he got reelected, they took the Senate away, and they have kept the Senate and the House from you for the past three elections. I don't think that's going to change in the next two, because you've proven, Mr. $10 trillion in debt, you can't be trusted. Disarming the military, spending money on what? If we're not spending big money on military, how do we run up $10 trillion in debt? I don't see our school systems any better. Our highway systems aren't any better. Where did that money go? It didn't go to health care. Where'd you go? You ever want to know that, people? Yeah, I know, huh? Anyway, I got to get out of here. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Flipside Light, Tuesday's edition with Joe Montana. Hope y'all enjoyed the show. Any gripes, bitch, moans, complaints, or otherwise anything else, you can write to me at uprn@cox.net. I usually don't field this kind of stuff on Facebook. I do take questions doing the shows from Facebook and Twitter and MySpace. But for anything else, if you just want to chat or you got something to say, you can email me at uprn@cox.net. On that note, I'm going to tell everybody good night and good evening. This is Walter Cronkite with the Daily News. Good night, everyone.